أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we have been talking about those people who Allah loves, and Allah mentioned those categories of people in Quran. So we have completed in last few weeks and months four categories. We have total six categories from Quran where Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu. Indeed, Allah likes, Allah loves those people. What are those people? Allah loves muhsineen. Allah loves tawwabin. Allah loves mutatahirin. Allah likes muttaqin. So these four categories we have completed in last several months. Today, inshallah, we will see mutawakkilin. And the last category is muqsitin, which we will, inshallah, cover in coming weeks. So today, we will see what is tawakkal and who are those who Allah loves. Those are called mutawakkilin. Inshallah. So there is a verse in Quran Surah Ali Imran, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. So this is the main verse, ayah, where Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. So first we will see what is tawakkal. So tawakkal is to have trust upon Allah. Complete trust. So there are two things. We trust someone and we depend upon someone. So in case of human, in case of people, we can trust someone and we can depend upon someone as well. But it's not necessarily if we trust someone, we are dependent upon that person as well. And if we are dependent on someone, we can have complete trust upon him. But in the case of Allah Azza wa Jal, we trust upon Allah and we are completely dependent upon Allah. So that's actually tawakkal. So the word tawakkal comes from wakil. You know, waw, kaf, lam, wakil. So the word wakil comes from waw, kaf, lam as well, which means wakil is the one who takes care of someone else matter on his behalf. So that's actually wakil. Everybody know wakil. He fights for you. He fights for your rights. So that's wakil. Similarly, Allah takes care of us. Same way, if we follow Quranic teachings and Allah's commandment. So Allah will take care of our all matters and it's not difficult for Allah. So the word tawakkal means to have complete trust and dependency upon Allah. So today we are covering the fifth category who Allah mentioned in Quran. He loves mutawakkilin. So now from beautiful, you know, there is one beautiful hadith to understand what is tawakkal. A man, the hadith is from Anas ibn Malik, a man asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, Should I tie my camel and trust in Allah, or should I leave her untied and trust in Allah? So the Messenger of Allah says, peace be upon him, tie your camel and then trust in Allah. So that's actually the definition of Allah. The tawakkal on tawakkal ala Allah. The definition of tawakkal ala Allah means we have to take all the necessary steps for our objectives and for our goals and for our matters, and then put all the trust for the results upon Allah. So all the results are in Allah's hands. So that's actually tawakkal. So the ayah which says Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin is amazing ayah from Surah Ali Imran. It explains three steps of tawakkal. So the ayah is, I am covering the last part. Washavirhum fil amri fa idha azamta fa tawakkal ala Allah inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Allah says, and take counsel with them in the affair. So when you have decided, then place your trust in Allah. Surely Allah loves those who trust upon him. So that's actually the ayah where Allah says Allah loves mutawakkilin. So this is the commandment to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, the people around you, Allah have put mercy in your heart for them. So if you have something, then you can counsel with them. And when you decide, then make a decision and have complete trust upon Allah. So this is the beautiful three step. Counsel with someone. For example, we have something where we need to decide. You know, so it's definitely beneficial if we counsel with those who we consider knowledgeable or wisdom or wise people, or they have wisdom. So it's completely okay. When we seek opinion from them, then you make your mind and your heart become steadfast on something. After that, you need to put all the trust upon Allah for the success of that matter. So this is a three-step process. First, you can seek counsel with people who you consider knowledgeable and they are wise in your eyes, and you consider them your friends and your sincere relatives, friends, contacts. So you can seek counseling from them, and then you make your mind, and after that, place all the faith and, you know, trust upon Allah, because all the results are in Allah's hands. So that's actually trust. So importance of trust in the light of Quran. So this is the commandment of Allah. The first and far most important thing, Allah commands in Quran, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah says in Quran so many places, تَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and rely upon Allah, and sufficient is Allah as disposer of your affairs. So Allah is enough. Allah is enough for our affairs. So we need to have this complete faith in our heart. Allah is enough for our matters and our affairs to resolve them. The second important thing, our faith, which is Iman, is directly connected with tawakkal. So what is tawakkal? We need to have complete Iman on Allah's attribute. Allah is sufficient for our matters. Allah is wakil, and he is the disposer of our affairs. So we need to have complete faith in our heart. So this is directly connected with our Iman. So in Quran, Allah says, and fear Allah, and upon Allah let the believers rely. So who rely upon Allah? Believers. So what is the ayah? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So this is beautiful ayah where Allah says tawakkal is directly related with believers. Only believers rely upon Allah. We don't believe or we don't trust our worldly efforts. We only rely upon Allah's mercy and Allah's trust. So Allah has all the power on our matters. Another ayah, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, and upon Allah rely if you should be believers. So this is another ayah which shows Allah we need to rely upon Allah, and only believers actually rely upon Allah. Non-believers don't rely upon Allah's mercy. And they don't they believe on their own efforts. So we believers, we need to have all the actions for and all the efforts for our matters, and then leave the results upon Allah's hands and Allah's mercy. So this is actually the distinction for believers. And now we will see a more attribute. So Allah is the most sufficient for our for us. Whenever we talk about tawakkal, we also talk about hasbi Allah. So in this ayah, faqul hasbi Allah la ilaha illa huwa alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Say, sufficient for me is Allah. There is no one except Allah. On Him I have relied, and He is the Lord of the great throne. So this is amazing. We need to have a strong belief. Allah is sufficient for our all the matters, and for all everything is in Allah's hand. So this is actually all about tawakkal. And whoever put his trust upon Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. So this is another beautiful ayah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever relies upon Allah, then Allah becomes sufficient for him. So this is another place where Allah talk about He is sufficient for our matters. And then we will see how Allah, in Quran, Allah says Allah is the best wakil, like best trustee, best disposer of our affairs. So we will see a few ayah where Allah says this. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And they said, sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs. So this is a beautiful ayah where Allah says, Allah is the best wakil, نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So this is actually the attribute of Allah, wakil. He takes care of our matters. If we follow Quranic teachings, then Allah will take care of our matters. So this is actually all about tawakkal today. And this is another beautiful ayah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil. Allah is the creator of all things, and he is over all things, disposer of affairs. So this is again and again Allah talk about trust. To have our trust upon Allah, it's a part of our iman. So what is trust? What is tawakkal? We need to do all the efforts for our objectives and goals, and then we need to put our trust upon Allah. All the results for our efforts in Allah's hands. So this is actually the definition of tawakkal. So I gave one hadith here. So someone asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should I tie my camel and then trust upon Allah, or should I leave untied and then trust upon Allah? So Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam suggest, tie your camel and then have trust upon Allah. So this is very important. Some people just have trust upon Allah and they believe everything will happen automatically. We need to have our efforts. So this is all about tawakkal today. We have learned about tawakkal. So we are covering six categories. Today is the fifth category of those people who Allah loves. According to the Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsineen, Inna Allaha yuhibbul tawwabin, Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutatahireen, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen. And now today, Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin. And inshallah, we will cover the last category, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin, in coming months or weeks. So this is why we were doing this. We were doing this as a resolution for our year, which started a few months ago, our Islamic year. But another year started, which is 2018. This is January. So we have to make this our resolution. May Allah make all of us among those people who Allah loves. And in Quran, always talk about those categories. So we are, alhamdulillah, we are covering those categories, and we are looking into those categories in depth. So we ask Allah to have all of us amongst those people who are mutawakkilin, and who are muttaqeen, muhsineen, tawwabin, mutatahireen, muqsitin. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, and to accept all our efforts and worships. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.